Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This week in 1936, in a San Antonio hotel room, a young guitarist by the name of Robert Johnson made his recording debut for the American Record Corporation. They got to work on Monday, cutting 8 different songs.
I got a kind-hearted woman, anything that's worth for me. Let's see the evil-hearted women, and they will not let me be.
They took a break on Tuesday and Wednesday and cut just one title on Thanksgiving Day.
I sent for my baby and she don't come. I sent for my baby and she don't come. All the doctors in hot springs sure can't help her no.
On Friday, they got back to work and cut 7 more titles. The penultimate number, Preachin' Blues, was based on a Son House composition that he probably learned firsthand.
I left this morning a blues walking like a man.
After wrapping up activities the week of Thanksgiving, 1936, Robert Johnson would get a call back to come to Dallas in June 1937. Altogether, he would record just 29 songs. And while the other 28 all have qualities that make them memorable, Preachin' Blues, quite simply, became his magnum opus. A song that he'd rehearsed so intensively, he was able to cut it in just one take. When you look back at history sometimes, perhaps it seems that one chance is often all you get. But to borrow an old saying, if you do it right, one is all you need. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great moments like this one, join me, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, each and every week for Blues Unlimited. Available on iTunes and on the web at bandcamp.com.
I'm gonna drive my blues away. Going to the steering, stay out there.